Welcome to the Direct Sellers Podcast, the podcast for direct sellers who are ready to get uncomfortable, build their business, and grow a team while changing the face of the direct sales industry. I'm your host, Rachel Perry. Join me as we get real and talk about all the things you need to kick some serious direct sales booty. From overcoming limiting beliefs to sharing the exact strategies you need to attract the right people who become customers and beg to join your team. I've got you covered, girl. I'm going to be your new BFF when it comes to balancing life and kids while building your direct sales business with poise, peace of mind, and of course, a good set of fake eyelashes. Let's get started. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of the Direct Sellers Podcast. I'm your host, Rachel Perry, and I am delighted that you're here. This week, we are going to be talking about whether or not you are cut out for this business of yours. I shared a story, I think it was, yesterday, and it got so much response. So I thought that I would do a podcast basically on that because I think it obviously needs to be heard. This is a message that you need to hear. So we're just going to dive in. But before I get started, I want to remind you that I have created a special freebie for you. So if you are ready or curious about how you can make $3,000 to $5,000 a month without relying on parties, just message me on Instagram at Rachel A. Perry. Message me the term like 3 to 5K, and I will send over this freebie that I've created for you. I just thought you can do this. You absolutely can do this. You just have to do it the right way. And are parties still awesome and helpful and great? Yeah. If you're having parties and they're working for you, don't stop. But I have seen people getting really frustrated and discouraged in their business because it's not what used to work is not working now. And I have put together something to help you work through that. Because here's the thing, and this is what we're talking about today. What worked then doesn't work now. It just doesn't work like it used to. And that's across the board in business, I think, in online business, any kind of business. Well, I only know online business, so I can only speak to that. But things have changed. Marketing has changed. Human behavior has changed. So we have to shift our behavior as direct sellers, network marketers, social sellers to fit into what we're doing. So we're going to dive in to the topic of whether or not you're cut out for this business. I did a free training a few days ago on how to start making 3 to 5K in your business, like the three secrets to making 3 to 5K in your business. And I'm going all in on this, you guys, because listen, I know that you can do it. And I don't think this is talked about enough. I think it's overcomplicated and it doesn't need to be. So a lot of you are feeling frustrated because you're not getting the results. You're putting out content, you are going live, you are doing all the things and you're not getting results. You're trying to get parties on your calendar, nobody's booking. It's just a big old frustration. But I'm going to challenge you on that a little bit. And I'm going to challenge you and I'm going to say, is it that you're not cut out for it? Or is it that you're using the wrong strategies? Obviously, the answer is you are using the wrong strategies because you are cut out for this. This business, this world is a huge stretch for us because we're growing. And when we grow and we try new things, it's really uncomfortable. And if you've been in the direct sales industry for 5, 10 years, you started out probably doing parties, whether they be online parties, whether they be in-person parties, y'all, that's how I started 18 years ago. Golly, y'all, like how old am I? But yes, 18 years ago is when I started in this business and it was all about home parties. And then Amanda and I created the Facebook party. Yeah, we did. And it's gone, you know, from there, it's become any kind of online party, text parties, all the things. But y'all, things have changed, like I've said a million times. People just have kind of lost interest in parties. They don't necessarily see or care about how much free product they can get. But I think even more than that, I think we're tired of parties, right? Like, I just remember feeling that way, just kind of like, oh my gosh, I'm so tired of this. I'm so tired of trying to get hostesses. I'm so tired of lugging my stuff out of the house and setting my jewelry table up. Like, you reach a point where you're tired. Now, if you're loving them, and honestly, if I were to go back to them now, I'd probably love them because it would be new for me again. But if you're not getting results, I just want you to understand that there are other ways. It doesn't have to be dependent on parties. Are parties a great way to get in front of more people? Absolutely. If you can get bookings and if people show up. But because behaviors have changed, so have desires, right? And people don't necessarily want to sit around and be sold to anymore because that's what it feels like sometimes. So let's look at some of the things that you might be doing that aren't working like they used to. So one of them is obviously the parties. And if your upline is really pushing you to get bookings on your calendar, I'm going to just encourage you to look into other ways as well. Again, you should check out this freebie that I've created for you. But it's so important to be open to other ideas. Now, these other ideas are not you friend requesting friends of friends on Facebook. That's not okay. That's absolutely not okay behavior. And I had one of my 3 to 5K students reach out to me this week and said, this is what my upline is telling me to do. That is a big fat no, please don't do that. That's gross. That is really gross. So that's just going to be like, that's not a strategy that's going to work well for you. It's not going to make you feel good and it's not going to make them feel good. And it's really not sustainable. Like it's not something that you can keep going on. It's going to make you feel icky. Hopefully it makes you feel icky. Just don't do it. Okay. So what are some ways that you can do that instead? Like how can you grow and reach new people? So one way is to be creating content that resonates. How do you do that? You've got to figure out who your ideal customer is. We always go back to that. If you don't know who your ideal customer is, you've got to start there. And I don't just mean that your ideal customer is like a woman with kids or a mom of kids or whatever. You've got to be more specific than that. You've got to know what she struggles with. Like, what are her limiting beliefs? I was talking to one of my 3 to 5K students today, actually, about this. She sells Pampered Chef. And she was telling me who her ideal customer is. And she was saying that her ideal customer is a mom of teenagers. And she knows that she should be cooking healthy, but she really just doesn't want to. It feels heavy for her. It feels exhausting. She doesn't have ideas. She feels like it's expensive to be healthy. And I said, okay, let's get really specific on what she's thinking. And so my client said, she thinks it's really expensive, like I just said, expensive to cook healthily. Healthily, is that a word, right? So I said, okay, you're going to create content that debunks that myth, that limiting belief, proves that that's not true, shows her how that's not true. When you do that, when you're able to, and you have to know who your ideal customer is in order for you to be able to create content like this. But once you do that, that's going to resonate with your ideal customers and it's going to start more conversations because people are going to respond to that. And that's how you start having more conversations because the conversations are where it is. Okay. The conversations are where it's at. So you need to make sure that you are creating the content that your ideal customer wants to know. Now, I don't believe, and I talk about this a lot inside my programs, I do not believe you should be relying completely on social media to run your business. If you are only relying on your VIP group, or you are only relying on your Facebook page, or you are only relying on your Instagram profile or your feed, that's only part of the business. I think creating an email list is huge, and I'm sure you already have one. If you have customers, if you haven't just started, if you are just starting, you're still in that beautiful stage where you can ask your family and friends to do a launch party for you, where they can help you start, because that is how we start our businesses. In the very beginning is we do ask our friends and family for support, but I really believe you've got to just ask them once and then go from there. Now you're going to have some people who love your product and want to host parties and want to do all the things, who love you. And that's amazing. That's why we start there. But you can't always rely on your friends and family. You've got to know how to expand your network, and the conversations are exactly what it does, how to do that. So you've got to focus on the strategies that do work rather than the strategies that don't work. Mm-hmm. So if you are in, you've been in this business for a long time, whether or not you've shifted your companies, the companies that you represent, if you've been in the business a long time, you may be still doing the things that worked 5-10 years ago. Or if your upline has been in for a while, she may still be teaching you things that worked 5 or 10 years ago. But if they're not working for you now, it doesn't mean you're not cut out for this business. If what you're doing in your business isn't getting you results and you are being consistent and you are showing up, I want you to stop. Stop doing those things and instead start doing the things that do work, right? And if you don't know what works, girl, you need to message me on Instagram, that 3 to 5K, and I will send you my freebie that lists what does work. I give you 10 things that you can do right now to start focusing on building your business. It's so important for you to be doing the things that work. What is that phrase? Oh, I don't even know, but just let me paraphrase it, or the quote, I should say. It's just basically like continually doing things that don't work is the definition of insanity, right? Like, why keep doing the things that don't work? Instead, recognize that the strategies you're using are not working like they used to, and instead figure out what does work. That's why the girls in my 3 to 5K program, my no pressure program, are investing in that, because they're like, enough already. I need the strategies that do work. I need extra help. I need extra guidance. I need that support. It's really vital that you start there. You've got to make sure that you have the support. You've got to make sure that you're using the strategies that work. And listen, I've shared so many strategies that work in this podcast. We have so many episodes of this podcast. Most of the strategies that I shared throughout the years, they still work because they're focused on relationships and having conversations and connecting with your customers and connecting with your potential customers and your potential team members. You've got to do what works. So I'm here to tell you, you are cut out for this business. You're just using the wrong strategies. Here's another word of advice. If you are being taught to do things that make you feel icky, not uncomfortable, like uncomfortable, I used to say, use the word uncomfortable, but discomfort is part of the growth process. So that's not a bad thing, to be uncomfortable. But if you are being encouraged to use strategies that make you feel icky, that make you think, oh my gosh, if I do this, like I'm going to lose friends or I'm going to become the person that people are hiding from in the grocery store, that's your gut telling you not to do those things. Because not only is it going to make you feel uncomfortable and possibly lose friendships and relationships, you're also not going to get great results. So if parties are not working for you, if you feel like what you're doing is not working, if you feel like you are not cut out for this business, I really am going to stop you and say that's not the case. You are basing it on the fact that you're using the wrong strategies. You just have to use the right ones. You just have to figure out what works for you. So let's stop stressing and getting frustrated over our businesses when we're not using the right strategies. Instead, let's start implementing things that do work, like the strategy I just shared with you about creating content around our limiting beliefs, identifying your ideal customer, starting those conversations. You are cut out for this business. You can do this. Now, if you just have no desire to do it anymore and you're like, I think I'm over it, that's a different story. But believing that you aren't cut out for this business because you're not getting the results, those are lies. You're just using the wrong strategies. And I will tell you, there are a lot of uplines, a lot of leaders in this industry that are teaching poor, poor practices. I'm shocked when I hear that things are still being taught. They don't work. throwing out a thing saying, I have 2 days left and I need to make this much money. That's a gross strategy. I know people do it and I know people get results, but I don't like it. Asking people to ask their friends for a shout out, I don't love that strategy either. I really don't. I don't like the fake, hey, like, how are you doing? Are you amazing? Happy birthday. Oh, also, can you do a shout out for me on your Facebook page? I'm just telling all your friends how much you love me and the product. No, ew, I hate that. But that's a personal opinion. Come back here for more ideas on how to do it the right way. I'll be back here next week for another episode of the Direct Sellers Podcast. I love you, my friends, and I so appreciate you listening. And listen, don't forget to message me on Instagram. I'm serious, okay? I'm gonna hook you up, all right? Okay, friends, have an incredible rest of the week. I love your face. Talk to you soon. That's it for this episode of the Direct Sellers Podcast, but our fun doesn't have to end now. You'll catch me hanging out over on Instagram between episodes, and I'd love for you to join me. So hop into my DMs. I promise you're not getting any hey girl messages, and I promise I'm not going to be asking you to weirdly buy anything. Send me the message podcast so I can send you my free 90-day action planner, because who doesn't love a good template?